Since we're taught by Christ in Matthew 6, 5 through 7, not to be like the hypocrites who love to pray in front of others, he tells us rather to go into our closets to pray in secret. What is the place for corporate prayer? It's modeled, you know, Acts 1:14. That's the first time we see the early church united. Well, it's actually the believers on the day of the Christ's ascension onward. Then by the time you get to chapter 4 of Acts, 20-some onward, you find that they are gathering together to pray for every reason, praying for the persecution they're facing and everything. So the place of corporate prayer is modeled all the way through the book of Acts, that it just was praying together as the body of Christ just seemed to be the norm. This second half of question 10 is interesting. Isn't it a setting for the flesh to become proud? Well, yeah, it's a setting. It's not the setting, because everything is a setting for the flesh to become proud. I mean, knowledge puffs, and so anything you're good at, you can become proud about. And also, we're all prone to compare ourselves with others and so judge others as they pray. Of course it is. But just like anything else, it's a temptation that we have to overcome and say, Lord, I don't want to, you know, show off in my prayer prowess, or I don't want to think little of others. But that is not a reason for us to not pray in groups. The contrary is, it's more proud? It's worse to not want to pray because we make a mistake. That's the evidence of pride, that I don't want to anybody to think less of me. And so a lot of people actually are on the other side. They pray in secret because they're so afraid of anybody thinking that they're not super believers because they don't know how to pray out loud. So the best thing to do is to, I would encourage the prayer corps. You know, most of our prayer corps meetings in the prayer room are kind of like incubators for growing in prayer. And they also become close-knit friendships. It's amazing if you pray every month, the same week, with the same group. After a couple years, you really know them well. But we always have to be on guard for the flesh.